There's a widespread assumption that Indians have disappeared, says historian David J. Silverman. That's why non-Native Americans feel comfortable dressing up their kids in costumes. Many classrooms are beginning to change. Educators and parents are trading ideas and resources on social media. The Thanksgiving play by Larissa Fasthorse, a member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe in the Secaucus Lakota Nation, has become one of the most produced plays in the U.S. A young reader's edition of Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz's An Indigenous People's History of the United States was released in July. And on a recent Saturday morning in Washington, D.C., about 24 teachers went to the National Museum of the American Indian to learn a better way to teach the Thanksgiving story. But first, they had to do some studying of their own, including a true-false quiz. Did the people many of us know as pilgrims call themselves separatists? Did the famous meal last 3 days? True and true, they shouted loudly in unison. But other statements drew long pauses or the soft murmurs of people nervous about saying the wrong thing in front of a group. Renee Goki, the museum's teacher services coordinator and a member of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, waited patiently for them to respond. When Goki explained that early Thanksgivings celebrated the burning of a Pequot village in 1637 and the killing of Wampanoag leader Massasoit's son, attendees gasped audibly. I look back now and realize I was teaching a lot of misconceptions, Tanya Parker, a second-grade teacher at Island Creek Elementary School in Alexandria, Virginia, told Time. Teachers like the ones at the workshop know that change is coming and state social studies standards increasingly prompt students to look at history from multiple perspectives. Plus, teaching a better lesson about gratitude is something anyone can get behind. At the workshop in Washington, after learning something new, participants learn to say Wado. That's Cherokee for thank you.